Boom. Here we go. All right, here we go, man. The Bradshaw Bunch on E. Oh, you're kidding. Okay, no, that's fine. I'm sure Terry Bradshaw's got a good following among great, you know, a lot of football fans, a lot of people. So I'm not putting it down. Terry Bradshaw was a four-time Super Bowl winning quarterback, so I can't take that away from him. And whatever that brings you in life, you deserve, okay? Four-time, you know. Hollywood Henderson, Thomas Hollywood Henderson, who played linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys at the time, said that Bradshaw was so stupid, he couldn't spell cat if you spotted him the C and the T, okay? Now, that's not the end of the story. The end of the story is that Thomas Hollywood Henderson wound up in prison, laying on his back, and I believe he was listening to Bradshaw on the radio winning that the final of the four Super Bowls. I think by the time the Steelers won their last Super Bowl, Hollywood Henderson was in fucking jail, you know. Not saying that I'm happy to know that. I'm not saying that that's a good thing. I'm just saying that that was what transpired. Or as they say in sports, that's what's happened here tonight, you know. Look at that Porsche. They've got one of these. It's the Meekum auctions, you know, and those are always, it's always good to look at those and think, what would I do with a car like that? I don't know, you know. They've got these old school, what do they used to call those cars? You know, the sports cars, the big sports cars. They used to run them out at Riverside when I was a kid. You know, they had the spoilers on the back. They generally were, Jim Hall ran the Chaparral and all of the great ones. Jimmy Clark, I saw Jim Clark at the Riverside Grand Prix. Oh, the Can-Am cars, what they called them, Can-Ams. They were wide, closed wheel, you know, they had the wheels were, it was like big sports cars, only they, nothing you'd see on the street. They had these big ass spoilers that Jim Hall was a multi-millionaire auto race driver in a car race driver in Texas. And he ran a car called the Chaparral, which had an automatic transmission. That was revolutionary at the time in the 60s. An automatic transmission kicked the shit out of everything out there. It was him. He was the owner. I forget who drove the car for him. I think A.J. Foyt or one of those guys. And those Can-Am cars, you see a mixture of the American IndyCar drivers with the European Formula One guys. So you could go out and watch the, used to call it the L.A. Times Grand Prix every year at Riverside, and you could see Dan Gurney and A.J. Foyt running on the same track with Jim Hall, Graham Hill, and guys like that. It was kind of fun, you know. It's kind of a fun deal, you know. The big Can-Am cars, man. Very interesting cars. Big-ass fucking spoilers on the back of those things. But now, this auction I'm looking at, they were auctioning off one of them. Might actually have been a car that had run at one time famously in one of those races. I don't know. Now they're just showing the usual shit. There's a $500,000. What is this? This is a $500,000 96 Porsche 911. Only $500,000. $500,000 for this sucker. Brand new. Looks brand new. It's a 92 Porsche 911 GTR. Oh, 96. Excuse me. Here comes a 96 now for $1,000,001. Holy Jesus Christ. For $1,000,001, baby. And they auction these. They auction these. These people who just fucking love cars, man. I wish I did. I don't love cars that much. I could give a flying fuck. Just a way to get around. But, you know, I get it. I understand. Look at the cars they got out there. The fucking Mustangs. They got, who doesn't love a beautiful car? That's not the question. The question is, do you love them enough to collect them? And do you know enough about the automotive aspect, you know, the mechanics? Shit like that. Not me, man. Not me, lads. Not me. But these are some sweet looking rides here. Here's a Porsche. Is this the million? Oh, Christ. This thing's got a big fucking spoiler on the back of it. This is a regular old Porsche sports car. And they just sold it for $1,000,004. The opening bid had to be $1,000,001. 1996 Porsche 911. Here now, look at this gorgeous thing. This is a Spider. Holy Jesus, this thing's going to be, it's a Ferrari, black. Some of you may not know this, most of you may. They never made any other color than red, Ferrari. There was a time. Enzo Ferrari, is that the old man? He wouldn't make anything. Red was the color. That was it. Maybe he didn't want to spend money on the paint. Maybe he didn't give a fuck. He just, red. That was it. And you could only buy a red Ferrari. Now they come in all shapes and sizes and color. Maybe this is a car. This is used. Maybe somebody painted the goddamn thing. I don't know. What's the fucking opening bid on this thing? Oh, $1,000,004. Oh, no. This is a poor spider. Sorry. $918. $1,000,004, the opening bid for this. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock rock. 6, 7, 11 o'clock, 8 o'clock rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Well, do. We ought to have 1,475,000 Anaheim 2016, 2015 Porsche 918. What is that Anaheim reference? I don't know. And then here is a commercial. Okay. What do you think, Coach?
I think you ought to spend less time, you know, pulling your dick.
How am I pulling my dick?
Well, you're looking up here.
You know, Coach, Phil thinks he's got the money to buy those kinds of cars.
Hey, I'm not trying to knock it.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do have the money. All right, Phil, whatever you say.
You know, but I'm just saying, 4 doses a year, god damn. Front of my quarter says,
you know, I'll tell you this. I tell you this true. I'll tell you this true.
I'm just telling you that I'm ain't gonna put.
Let me tell you something, and I mean this sincerely, Phil. There's no greater man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's no greater man to me than Chef Carl Cedilia.
Who?
Coach Vernon Dozier.
Testing 1, 2. Thanks for joining us. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hi, it's Phil Hendry for the world famous Phil Hendry Show. The home of the world famous Phil Hendry Show, you know, is our Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. We also are on social media. We're at twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show. Now, we do have a...
tell about the verified account.
Yeah, we got... If you don't want to tell them about that. No, I guess I don't. Yeah, no, I guess you don't, and neither do I. We have twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show. Then General Shaw, you're there.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm at twitter.com/General Galen Shaw.
And I'm there at twitter.com/Margaret Gray. Bud?
No, I'm not there. Robert? No, I'm not there.
Okay, so there's two of you that are there.
Yeah, two of, well, and counting you.
Yeah, there's three of us. And also a lot of other the people that you hear on the show today, Vernon Dozier, for instance, Coach Vernon Dozier will be on. We got Father James McCorders. He doesn't have a social media account.
What's the point?
The point is you can join us on social media and also at Facebook, our BSP page, Melissa's BSP page, BSPs and more. Just put that into a search bar there at Google, or excuse me, at Facebook. And, of course, we have our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/PhilHendryFans, PHANS. It's all there. We'd love for you to join us. And, of course, on what's it called again?
Instagram, Jesus.
I haven't been over there for a while. Instagram, that's Phil Hendry, PHILHENDRIE. I have an Instagram. All of that social media stuff we do, you know, I guess we got to get better at it. I don't know. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.